Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is about 6:15 already, Friday morning. Don't forget Alice in Winterland, which is completely sold out. The only way to listen is to weigh in is to listen and win. And we're asking, if you do have tickets, to please bring a new unwrapped toy to donate to Toys for Tots. Alice in Winterland is December 6th at the Masonic in San Francisco. I'm asking if you'll share your toys with us, please. Okay, again, a couple things coming up on the show. Gina Yashir is going to be, we're going to meet her for the first time at about 7:30 or so. And then Michael Franti will be stopping by at around 8 this morning. I'm going to start with the Kim Porter story. It was interesting. Yesterday, I saw her name actually appear on my feed, and I went, Kim Porter, I know who that is. But I had to open and read to mm-hmm. see if who it was. But it's Diddy's longtime girlfriend. Yeah. And
she was a famous model at one point.
Right.
I believe before she got together with him.
I didn't really know her name until she got with Diddy. And then, that's how I knew who she was, but I didn't know her. She was lovely.
She was lovely. So they have three kids together. They have like 11-year-old twin daughters and like a 20-year-old son. And she has a kid from another relationship too who's older, about 27.
An athlete or something?
I can find his name. It's in here somewhere.
Yeah, it's either an athlete or possibly some rapper.
Al B. Sure.
Yeah. He's a R&B guy.
Okay.
From back in the day.
Well, anyway.
Former husband.
When she was 20, she had a baby with him.
Mm.
So Diddy and Kim had a relationship for more than a decade. They started dating in 1994. They had a bunch of pretty big breakups and makeups.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke up for the last time in 07. However, they clearly knew how to keep it together. They were, let's see. They're a pretty tight family. There are a lot of even very, very recent pictures of them together, standing side by side, with all their kids and additional people who are in their lives. He never stopped interacting with her. And it went way beyond the fact that they were co-parenting three kids. They genuinely loved and cared for each other. They celebrated holidays as a family. They vacationed together. And they just hung out. There was never an extended period where they were at odds with each other. They never had a formal custody agreement and never fought about that. They just
figured Well, you'd
it.
Think you wouldn't have to get one.
You would. They accommodated each other's schedules when it came to the kids, and it always worked. So the reason,
although, you know what? Money does solve a lot of problems, and
he had
tons of it. So
it does.
Makes it real easy.
Yep. Makes it easy to do the right thing. Makes it easy to do the wrong thing, too. But, you know, when you genuinely care about someone and you obviously love your children, you can make that work.
And one person isn't going, I need a place to live.
Mm.
I don't have.
Right.
I'm leaving to where?
Well, listen.
I wonder.
Kim Porter was 47,
uh-huh.
and she was found dead. It looks like she was battling something. They're saying it was possibly the flu, possibly pneumonia, that maybe the flu had worsened.
Hmm.
This was over the last few days. She'd been treated with saline. Is that a drip? Just a fluids drip?
It sounds like it, yeah.
And vitamins. She also recently took a trip to Africa, and they're looking into that to see if she contracted something
mm-hmm.
there. That
Malaria
was
or
something.
Something?
I don't know. No illegal drugs were found. So they actually do think that this is, and it's cardiac arrest is what they're saying cause of death was.
Don't they say that, and maybe malaria is the dumbest guess in the world, so go ahead and text me. I'm ready for it.
It'd be Ebola.
Isn't that why Bill Gates went after that with his foundation? Because malaria was the biggest killer of all the things in the world?
I don't know. Like I do remember the mosquito gnats and
like
the whole.
He put a ton of his money mm-hmm. behind that to try and wipe that out.
I do think, though, if you have malaria and you get treatment for it promptly, that I don't think it's a death sentence. I think it's more.
Okay.
I don't know, though. You know, you could be. Maybe she did have malaria. Hell do I know?
Yeah, Vinny. So malaria occurs in nearly 100 countries worldwide. And yeah, they did have their foundation specifically for world malaria. Yeah.
Law enforcement says she went to bed early on Wednesday night and wasn't feeling well. And family members went to wake her up on Thursday. Like, where is she? They went in and she was non-responsive. They pronounced her dead at her home. They are going to do an autopsy and do toxicology. Let me see if it, and then, of course, TMZ, everything is backwards with them. You get the initial report way at the end of the story. Diddy's.
Fever and chills. This is malaria symptoms. Headache, fever and chills, nausea. So it
sounds like a
it
flu.
It shows like a flu.
Mm-hmm.
Abdominal pain. You said she had a heart issue, though. Diarrhea,
well,
vomiting.
Well, who knows, though? Because honestly, I'm seeing this in four different sources, and one of them is saying it's cardiac, and others are not really saying a cause of death. I mean, the coroner will release something,
right?
Right. So she was found dead at her Toluca Lake home yesterday. Oh, and the emergency dispatch revealed that a call came for a patient in cardiac arrest. That could simply mean they felt no pulse.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But she's been sick recently. In fact, I think she was even on the phone to the doctor on Wednesday saying, "I am not feeling better. I am in bad shape."
Wow.
And I guess they said get some rest.
Oh.
Anyway,
repeat her name again.
Her name is Kim Porter. She's the mother of three of Diddy's kids and has another kid from outside of that relationship. She's just lovely. Are you looking at pictures of her?
I'm not. I was looking up some things she may have gotten into.
She's super pretty.
Yeah.
And I think even, it was just a week or so ago that they were at her eldest son, the one who's with Albie Scherr. He is a movie star or produced a movie. It looks like he's on the poster here.
What's his name?
His name is Quincy Brown. And yeah, it looks like he's starring in a movie called The Holiday Calendar. Here's the photo. You can see him on the poster and he's centered in that picture. And then there's Kim and Diddy standing there.
It says here he is one good-looking man.
Yes, he's a good-looking
American
kid.
Actor, entrepreneur, recording artist, performs under just Quincy.
Oh. And that's not even Diddy's son. And there's Diddy. I mean, he clearly was in that kid's life since he was a little boy. And
27 years old.
Yeah. Here's a picture of the two of them together. It's cute. And a family photo. The whole huge clan.
There was a text here. There are different types of malaria, some that can be treated, others that are a death sentence. I worked in a laboratory for 10 years. 925.
You know, I mean, I know Vinny just threw it out there, but she was just in Africa.
It was just a guess, though.
Yeah, but
I don't
who
know
knows,
anything.
Right? And when you read the symptoms, it sounds like the way a flu presents.
I just remember
suddenly got those symptoms.
I just remember that being a big thing from the Gates Foundation was worldwide they were attacking this malaria. Like
with prevention and
major issue around the world.
So, Dream is the 2-year-old daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Rob Kardashian.
I don't know these people.
I never know which kid is which, but I think
Dream is
Blac Chyna's daughter with Rob Kardashian.
Darn it. Or is it Khloé's daughter?
Khloé's kid is true, and it's and that kid's only 4 months old, 6 months old.
Okay.
As soon as you get outside the core, you've lost me.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any.
I believe, Rob, I think this is the birthday party that Kylie Jenner threw for the 2-year-old named Dream, who is the daughter of Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna.
That's all correct, yes.
All right. Woo! It's like Dream, I know my royal family.
Dream Renee Kardashian.
All right.
Okay.
So there's some video, and you know, they have people who bring in all the
caterers.
Right. You and decorators. You know that the Kardashian sisters aren't twisting, you know, crepe paper and hanging little happy birthday signs.
Adding the cupcakes, the little frosting.
They're not
frosting.
Doing that. The place is decked out. So where they have the cake, it's set up on like a table and there's all kinds. It's festooned with branches of trees and greenery and blah, blah, blah. And cockroaches. So
gross.
There's a video where someone is taping the cake, and I guess they don't notice this, but you clearly see a cockroach come around and scurry right
it.
Underneath the cake.
Yuck.
Yucca. Here's a still from the video, Vinny.
I'd be so out of there.
So I'm guessing that that came in with the greenery that was all around the... I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kylie does have cockroaches. They're insidious. Once you get them, they're hard to get rid of.
You know what's funny is people... I don't know this girl. People are filthy.
Yeah.
People are filthy, and they will leave food out, and they won't think about it. They walk away from their kitchen with dirty dishes. That's how you get cockroaches and rats.
Right there. Oh, God.
So...
Watch this. Here it is right there.
Just walking around. Oh, God.
Look at that layout. Holy God, that's someone's 2-year-old birthday party.
So she may not be that person, but oh, man.
Oh,
the
that
whole
is,
leaving
what a
food
layout.
And candy and stuff people leave out.
What a freaking layout that is. This is ridiculous. What are there going to be 4,000 people at this thing? There must be 600 things to eat on that table. Like, I'm not even exaggerating.
What a waste.
Oh.
Most people probably didn't touch half of that stuff.
Well, they can't. They have to fit into their pants later.
Well, they can't. There's cockroaches on it.
Well, they didn't know that. They won't know
Oof.
That.
Ugh.
Gross.
Cockroaches.
Don't leave open food out.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean,
You're
at least asking for ants, if nothing else.
Or rats, or cockroaches,
vermin.
Or all of it. Mm-hmm.
You're asking for trouble. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a celebrity guessing game for you after these.
What fun.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This little sliver of the show is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com. Michael Franti is going to be on the show coming up at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple big things to talk about. An event tonight after the Rockers Ball, which is a big fundraising charity that he event that he does for the Do It for the Love Foundation. So there's an after party. We will have tickets for that. And then tomorrow night, his movie Stay Human is showing at the North Theater. And he's been busy promoting that as well. So he's going to come in and maybe even do a little song for us.
I hope so.
Always love to see Michael. And he even posted that he's going to be on the show, which is exciting. And we're going to meet comic Gina Yashir in... Geez, I guess about an hour she'll be in. If you watch The Daily Show regularly, you have probably seen Gina Yashir on there. She's also got a Netflix special, and she's going to be at the Punchline all this weekend. So we're going to be getting to know her a little bit later on today right here on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Here's what's happening. So I will do... Well, actually, let me just give you a quick update on the fires. We'll do a full breakdown. The air quality is awful, and I've got stories about that, but I'll do that next time around. The Camp Fire is 40% contained. The Hill Fire is 99% contained. And the Woolsey Fire down south is 62% contained, and they're allowing people to repopulate their homes in certain areas. So
people are actually moving back in.
I should say, I think the word they use is residential repopulation. They're not letting people travel around in there, but the people who didn't lose their homes have been allowed to go back.
I see.
So that's a very positive step.
Definitely.
Okay. Let's play a game.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
It's okay, Bryn. You don't need to do it. I didn't mean to.
It's time to play a game.
Woo!
Today's game, Vinny will attempt to crush Sarah.
It's a celebrity guest. No, this is a gift for you. It's your birthday celebration.
Thank you.
Birthday.
So if I win, I get $5?
Sure.
Well, excellent.
No, he's not going to give you any money.
I have a little tally.
Have him do something for you.
He'll just owe me $5 more. I'll put it on his little tally over here.
I'd make him do something.
Like play a song with the guitar or
something? Yes, exactly. Exactly. Something like that.
Can I get to the game?
Right. I mean, it's time to get to the game. Woo! Okay, we're ready.
I was going to say, who loves you more than me? But then I thought, probably your kids and your husband and your mom and your dad. And
I don't know, Vinny. I hope
does.
That you rival them.
I love you a lot.
Your dad loves you the most.
I know. My dad definitely loves me the most of all those people. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to the game. Let me see how to word this. So, the lead part in Clueless,
yes,
the movie, went to Alicia Silverstone.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name any one of the three major female stars that were turned down for that role?
I could guess.
Okay, that's the point.
I'm just going to be guessing. I'll say Julia Roberts.
No.
Oh, no. You gotta
how about
go
like
back.
A Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Oh, like that's a good one. Like
Reese Witherspoon is one of the big
great.
Celebrity women that auditioned for the role and got beat out by Alicia Silverstone.
That's so funny.
How about Natalie Portman?
No.
Oh.
She's too young. Is it a
white blonde girl that we're looking for?
How about Scarlett Johansson?
No, because she wasn't around then.
Hold on.
So and she would have been like 18.
How about Liv Tyler?
Because they were in the video
together. No, that's a good guess, though.
I was thinking the same thing.
Well, that was where she got her break, right? She was in an Aerosmith. Alicia Silverstone
did. I love that video so much.
She was in that video. She was in an Aerosmith video with Liv Tyler.
Yeah. Driving. Oh, man. I love that video.
Give us a clue.
One. Oh, God. How do I clue this one?
Here we go.
One has a lot of kids.
Oh.
Angelina Jolie?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, how funny.
Got beat out for Clueless by Alicia Silverstone.
Well, I think
having seen that movie, and I love that movie. That's a great movie. They cast it perfectly.
The other one.
They made the right choice.
Super duper hates vampires.
Kristen Stewart?
No.
Because she super duper loves them. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Oh, that's the other one?
Also got beat out by Alicia Silverstone for Clueless.
Yeah, Alicia was the perfect choice for that, though.
She was.
She really was great. She has that look and that mouth that goes like this when she talks.
The only one I would have thought of other than that is someone like Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh.
You know, the Sabrina teenage witch girl.
Oh.
Who would have been right up there.
That was a good one. I didn't win. That's a bummer.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get to win on my birthday. I never heard that.
You don't get to add to my pile that I owe you already.
You still have to sing,
What?
You still have to sing.
I have to sing? Oh, well, I'll sing that to you. No problem.
Great. I look forward to it.
People are kinky.
Oh.
You think they're not into it, but it turns out they're into it.
Ow.
According to a new study out of Harvard, about 2/3 of people are interested in getting kinky.
Well, not too kinky, but a little bit kinky.
And the most popular fetish is humiliation and power.
Oh.
See, that's the one that I feel like you need to have someone who'd be good at that bring you into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, someone that knows what they're doing.
Like if my chick
introduced you to it,
walked into the room and said, here's what's going to happen, I'd be all, okay. But that, you know, that's the only way that's going down.
Mm.
I don't have the drive. I'm too busy like, oh, you're naked.
This is going to be over fast.
No.
Oh, sorry. I supposed to tell that. It's almost over now. Wait.
Oh, smoky air. It's wonderful.
I know. We're all suffering.
22% of people in the study said they're into doing fetish stuff, and another 40 are intrigued, again, with the probably just don't have someone
to lead them in. Right. And you might feel, especially if you've been with someone for a long time, you tend to set sexual parameters with that person. And so when somebody wants to bring something else in, unless they have that kind of relationship where you could, if you've kind of got it on lockdown, it's hard to broach that subject with someone.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because I think once your sex lives are locked into a monogamous relationship, that should be stay fluid.
AKA like, monotonous relationship.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sure,
there
should be the option at least to discuss something you might like to try without feeling like your person's going to be all, ew,
right.
Who are you?
I'm not that person.
I was just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
It's a joke.
But then I'm also wondering, where did that come from?
Boredom.
Yeah, don't think that they were.
How do you know about that?
Well, you know, the internet.
Yeah, boredom. And it's not boredom that they don't love you. It's boredom that we've boned each other a million times.
I know how this is going to go.
Right.
It feels
Let's
great.
Mix it up.
I would love to try this. I'd like to see you have to go through this.
The most common fetish stuff people have done includes adult toys, which is the highest on the list.
Sure, and that's not even that kinky.
Right.
That's just fun.
Well, for some people, though, you hear people who go,
right.
I have never, and you just think, oh, you got to get a radio show where that stuff gets sent to you for free.
Yeah, because then you don't even have to go through the worry of buying it. It's like, hey, I'm going to take this. Mm-hmm. Anyone want to fight me for it?
Well, don't you think that's where that stuff sort of first started entering your life, is that it showed up at the station? Or
of the funkier stuff, but I've had a vibrator.
Forever?
Mean, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Well.
Vibrators are...
Well, you are advanced.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to say you're the most advanced on the show.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Your husband had one in his tool belt.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was super funny.
Really, look around. You're the most advanced one here, sexually.
I mean,
sexually speaking.
Feel like I'm really not. I feel like I'm just regular, you know. Yes, I like sex toys.
That was like throwaway sex toy,
yeah,
though, for him. Like, he went, I can bring this one outside, and whether or not it comes
We've
home.
We've got 20 more in
doesn't
our
matter.
Toy chest.
Oh, yeah, we have tons of them.
Yeah. Right.
We have a few go-tos. We have our faves. It's fun, though.
You're the most advanced.
46%.
I don't know. You do some stuff that I'm like, man, I'd never do that.
Yeah,
that's not advanced.
As
it's
proved
pretty,
by the video you discussed on Instagram just yesterday.
God. What did he label the video?
I don't know, but even I saw Fronty.
Sorry, I'm playing the rusty trombone over here.
I saw Fronty commented, and he's like, this is just gross. And that's what I love about it. So you can talk with him in person about that later.
Vinny made there's a couple little asides in that are so funny.
Man.
All the breath smells the same.
It shouldn't.
Oh, boy.
That's a problem.
Follow the Alice973 Instagram, but also please follow each of us individually. It's my birthday, and I would like you to follow me on Instagram.
Birthday.
I want you to follow all of us on Instagram.
Let's get Sarah an extra 1,000 for her birthday.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Come on, minions. Jump on.
On the fetish
list.
It's
Clark. C-L-A-R-K-I-E-C-L-A-R-K.
At the top is use of adult toys at 58% of people who use.
Yeah.
46% have done some kind of bondage.
Yeah,
40%.
Fun.
Can I just say butt? That makes sense to everybody.
No, what does that mean?
They go to the back door. Right.
But well,
they take the low road.
There's multiple ways to include the butt without.
Yeah. Shocker.
Sure, that's one of them.
Oh, that's not
the shocker.
I see. Forgot about that.
And 24% have been in threesome or orgy.
Oh. Well, I've never done any of that stuff.
What? You just said you got
Eyes
the biggest
closed,
toolbox
lights out,
in the
missionary.
Building. Let me run through this story again real quick because I have a new addition to it.
Oh,
so
right.
A woman named Kate McClure ran out of gas in Philadelphia in the middle of the night. She didn't have any money. And a homeless guy named Johnny Bobbitt walked to the gas station, used his last $20, and helped her out. Put gas in her tank.
What a sweet story.
This story made the news nationwide. Kate and her husband, Mark, set up a GoFundMe to thank him, and it raised $400,000. Unfortunately, it turns out all three of them came up with the story together as a way to scam people out of money. Apparently, Kate and Mark met Johnny, the homeless guy, a month earlier.
And he was, in fact, a homeless guy?
Apparently.
So they had this on the mind, and they were just looking for the right homeless guy to help them out with it.
Then they met up with him a few times and gave him some money to get him in on their deal. They all came up with the story together, and Kate and Mark were also hoping to land a book deal out of it.
Oh, what? Boy.
They had high hopes.
Big aspirations.
Well, they've been caught now, and the couple turned themselves in on Wednesday, and Johnny was apparently on the run, but they've now caught him as well.
But this all came to light because they were squabbling over the money.
Well, Johnny sued them because he was like, I'm not getting my cut of the dough.
Yeah,
these guys are holding out
all of it.
Right. Well, and then the married couple who started the GoFundMe said, we're protecting him. He's a drug addict. Mm-hmm. He's going to go through all the money.
We're protecting him by buying these cars and going on these vacations.
Well, and there's right. that. So then it started, people started going, wait a minute. We're looking into this now and we're seeing you guys have a bunch of new stuff. He has nothing. And so what's the deal with these trips you're taking? Mm. What's the deal with your new cars? Mm. So now the latest is the attorney for one of the suspects, and this is the homeless man, claims his client was innocent and was duped by these two. So that's the newest addition is Johnny Bobbitt Jr., the homeless guy, is saying, I'm innocent and I never got any kind of share of the money, whether I'm part of the criminal mastermind here or just a homeless guy. I never saw the money. So he's saying he didn't get it. They're saying also one of the stories is they got an RV that they were letting him live in on somewhere on their property or somewhere nearby, which who knows whether that's something that happened or not.
Right.
That's the GoFundMe crime story, everyone. It looks like
what happens to people's money. I mean, they'll be charged legally, but everyone that donated,
well, like any crime, so these people should be on the hook. But if they go to jail and don't have any money to pay the money back, then the people got ripped off, right. And that's the end of the story.
$5 here, $20 there, yeah. $100.
You got ripped
right.
off.
Yeah. They give GoFundMe's a bad name.
They do, and it sucks because there are some really valid.
Yeah.
There have been some stories where you thought, God, GoFundMe or whatever crowdsourcing thing, that saved these people. It's amazing. Even last year specifically, we were looking through all these people who lost their homes, and I'm sure they're popping up right now. It becomes difficult to sift through that, and when you hear a story like this, you question everything. It's too bad.
Looking along the list of football games coming up this weekend, it looks like the Raiders are playing in Arizona. And based on what I saw, the 49ers and the Pats are off. So,
Pats have a bye week?
Looks like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the schedule.
Speaking of football, Vinny, Ted, you know our friend Ted, remember?
Yeah,
Ted?
Of course.
Ted Anthony?
Ted Anthony. Please tell Vinny that the Cal-Stanford game tomorrow in Berkeley is in danger of getting postponed due to bad air quality. It's the 121st meeting all time between the football teams.
Oh, they should suspend it. They actually, Berkeley classes finally got suspended.
Oh, really?
The air even feels, because I've been, obviously, I drive up here. It feels worse down there as I'm driving home.
You said Sunnyvale's
worse. Well, through Palo Alto, through Sunnyvale, Mountain View, that whole stretch.
Mm-hmm. I think it catches in that pocket down there. I mean, it's just awful.
It's, you can't see blue sky anywhere. It's just... that dull gray.
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Can I read you one?
Mm-hmm.
707 says, GoFundMe sent me an email last night saying that they are refunding me for the donation to those scammers.
Mm.
At least the company is making it right to us donors.
Oh, the company is going to, you know what? Good on them, because they should.
Yep. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's...
This is a blemish on GoFundMe, and it's actually great that they're making good. You know, it actually makes a lot of sense for them to do that.
I wonder how they have... Do they have ads on GoFundMe, or do they get a percentage of the donations?
I'm sure they get a percentage. That's probably
how
it
works.
Yeah,
they take 30 cents for every donation, and then they take 3% overall of what you raise.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
That's a nice cut for GoFundMe. Mm. Although they're facilitating the deal.
And I wonder, too, if part of that 3% that they're taking is the credit card. Because when you make a credit card transaction, the store or wherever you're using that is actually usually paying, I think it's 2.5% or something like that. So maybe they're really only taking 0.5% and paying the 2.5%.
Or that's also being taken out.
Right. Maybe that is as well. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
916 says, tell John that song yesterday was awesome.
Oh, funny.
He felt
like it wasn't his best.
Why?
His best work. I don't know. He just, you know how it is. After you do something, you're like, oh, you second guess it. Yeah.
Does he feel like he's a solo artist and Big John is cutting in on his game or what?
Oh, no. He just felt like it just wasn't his best work, he felt.
Oh, right. I thought it was great.
I thought it was really good, too. And he had the turnaround on that was they saw the movie and got home at 11 p.m. and then he had to write the song.
Wow.
I know.
Prolific.
Well, he pre-wrote some of it.
Oh.
He knew what song he was going to use because he gave me the lyrics yesterday or the day before. Uh-huh, honey.
Good morning, Radio BFFs. Left at 2 a.m. to drive to SoCal for a wedding. So glad I can catch you on the app.
Oh,
radio.com. Yeah. San Jose loyal listeners listening from Paris today, says 408.
Oh, that's a lovely place to be listening to.
Paris.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I bet the air is clean there, huh?
Bet it's a little cleaner than it is here. Bonjour, clean air.
I want to see, but I'm driving. Can you put the Shutterfly stuff on Instagram?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'll have a
why don't
a
we take a picture of the stuff? Yeah, it's so cute. Oh my god, the Shutterfly. I guess she's a big fan. She just went bananas. Adorable.
It's really cute. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to do the music early because we have Michael Fronte coming in at 8 o'clock. So we'll get to the brand new releases.
And your song for your birthday too, right?
Oh yeah.
So I get to play any song I want.
Right.
So I picked one out.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I'm going to play it.
Right now?
I'm going to play it out at the, it'll be the song at 7 o'clock.
Oh, all right.
Okay, after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.